Recorded Books and RB Digital present The Poison Court, A Story of Erisine by Amanda Downham. Narrated by Sunila Nankani. From the band Ego Likeness and their song Treacherous Thing. Kiss it to life, tear it apart. I'm a treacherous thing to keep in your heart. Clean all your wounds, curse all your bones. I'm a treacherous thing to bring in your home. From the band Feathers and their song Land of the Innocent. And this life of an innocent I was not built to withstand. Chapter 1. Knives and Politics. No one had died at a royal ball in over a year. Saavedra Severos held that thought like a pearl in her mind as she surveyed the Tourmaline ballroom. It might reassure her, eventually. The musicians played a stately, low dance while couples drifted across the inlaid marble floor. The air was heavy with the heat of bodies, fragrant with wine and candle wax and perfume. Chandeliers scattered prisms of light throughout the hall. Those guests not dancing clustered around the edges of the room, bright as butterflies in new spring finery. There had been a time when Saavedra had enjoyed parties, when dancing and gossip and flirtation were careless fun, with nothing more to fear than the barbed wit of her fellow courtiers. Tonight she stood in a corner of the hall, a glass of wine warming, forgotten in her hand, while she studied the crowd, wondering how many of them might wish the king or the queen or herself dead. Wondering how many were willing to take steps. Life had been so much simpler before she became a royal mistress.
You shouldn't frown so,
Varys Severos said, leaning against a column beside her.
You look as though you're at a funeral, not a ball.
He eyed an elaborate headdress of silk orchids swaying across the room.
A funeral for taste.
Fashions had been reserved last spring, with the city still in mourning for the old king. This year, dressmakers had run wild. Bold colors, daring hemlines, floral confections of silk and gauze. Of questionable taste in a city where prostitutes took the names of flowers, but younger courtiers embraced the style. Saavedra had spent years avoiding such comparisons, but her dressmaker had still badgered her into a leafy design of layered greens. The designer, her maid, and the king had all sworn her oaths that she didn't look like a cabbage. Varys was well known for his own eye-searing colors. The season's bright trends had sent him the opposite direction in disgust. He wore satin so dark it was nearly black, with only a glass-green shimmer when he moved, to betray the difference. A pretty match to her own verdant shades. A pity that saving more than one dance for one's uncle was the act of only a child or a hopeless spinster. Strictly speaking, she was a spinster, though her detractors in the court rarely called her anything so pleasant. She was Hydra, the third sex, a woman born in male flesh. It had saved her from a marriage of alliance when she came of age, but left her to wonder if she would ever find a love match. She had, through some jest of the saints. Nikos Alexios, then crown prince of Seliphi, heir to her family's bitterest rivals, and betrothed since childhood to a foreign princess. Had they been characters in an opera, their love might have conquered all, or more likely led to their deaths. Instead, Nikos had wed his foreign bride and kept Saavedra as Polykis, royal consort, balancing on the knife's edge where love and politics met. Thinking of knives and politics, her gaze landed on the corner of the room where House Jasutian held sway. Only for an instant, but long enough for the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?